This is the Mindful Experiment Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Excited that you're here. This podcast is all about diving deep into the mind and understanding this experiment or this game we call life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. This is the Mindful Experiment Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Excited that you're here. This podcast is all about diving deep into the mind and understanding this experiment or this game we call life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode here on the Mindful Experiment. Excited to have you guys on and diving deep into this wonderful interview that I had with Padgett KG. And this was something that's going to illuminate your mind and help you trust the process, more importantly, trust oneself. We talked about a lot of great things, and one of the things was is trusting the universe and how to follow your intuition, how to the process of manifestation and letting go, becoming aware of resistance and clearing energy blocks. I think a lot of times through my own experience in the last 16, 17 years of doing this work, plus working with clients and business owners and many others, a lot of times what I have seen and why they don't achieve the success of the life they desire, success defined by what they choose, is a lot of times these are energy blocks, these blocks that they're that is actually holding them back and creating more resistance to create what it is you desire. And we talk a lot about that in this episode. We also talk about, again, trusting the process, right? And how to look back at your life to see how things are working out for the greater good, not only just for yourself, but overall humanity. And a lot of times in life, we don't trust the process. And I've been there before many times. It's something I always have to keep reminding.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Finding myself to be like, no, look at the past. Look at how things are dots are connecting. Look how things are all coming together. Even though maybe certain circumstances may not be like that, it's all coming together. And you look at your past to see that and how it can help you elevate in your life and so much more. We dove into a lot of these great concepts. I really believe this is going to help you in this process, in this life, and really level up for the next however long, you know, next year, 5 years, but it's going to be a huge pivotal shift. And I really believe this conversation led that process and so much more. So without any further ado, here is my wonderful interview with Padgett KG. Padgett, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Vic. Thank you for having me.
I'm excited to have you on. I'm looking forward to the conversation, where this is going to lead us and go. And I just have a feeling it's going to be a good one. So I'm excited to dive right in. So right off the bat, tell me a little bit about, you know, to the listeners and everyone, your journey. How did you get into what you're doing today?
Yeah, it's definitely a very strange one, I guess you could say, an unexpected one, because I didn't think that I would be doing what I do now. Like, so if you would have asked me 2 years ago, where do you see your life in 2 years? I would have never even guessed what I am doing now. But those are kind of the best moments, I guess, or those are the moments that you know, okay, wow, we are really being guided by something bigger. At least that's what I believe. So it was actually the summer of 2022 when I started applying like my own kind of energy work, right? I had been in spirituality and the healing and space for a while, but nothing was really working. And then I started to apply my own sort of modality that I kind of just created from all these different things that I learned over the years. And as I was doing that, I was just feeling like a different version of me. First internally, I was like, my life just started to just feel more in flow. Everything just started to kind of happen for me. I started attracting random things. And then all of a sudden I had this idea to like post something on Instagram. I know it sounds so silly, but I posted something on Instagram. I've been doing it for like 9 months prior with nothing happening. But I got this like random idea of like someone talking to the universe who really needs advice from the universe. And I posted that on Instagram. It went viral and people started to come to me to go like, hey, you know things. Do you do sessions? And I, at that time I was an actor. So I was like, sessions, coaching you on how to act? And they're like, no, sessions, coaching sessions. And I didn't even say I was a coach. I said, okay, well, I guess we can do coaching sessions. So I started to coach people. And in that process, I started to just see things in them that I didn't even know I had intuition, but I just started to see things in them, around them. And I would ask them questions regarding these things that I would see randomly. And then from there, my intuition just started growing and growing and growing. My Instagram started growing and growing and growing. And it just like totally just basically, it was like a whole left field kind of direction in my life to, oh, now you're, you know, a quantum coach and you're an energy healer, and you're helping people change their lives. From, hey, I'm just an actor posting some cool things on Instagram. It was like the craziest thing. So yeah, that's kind of how I got to where I am now.
I love this story because it's one of the things that I, as a coach myself, I try to guide my clients through like accepting and just like trust the universe or trust God or whatever term you want to use. And it's like, and it's always like just that process of like, when you really get into that state, it's fascinating what shows up. And your story mm-hmm. is that. And I just appreciate you sharing it because even for myself, I mean, I took a 2021, my wife and I decided to move from Chicago. We moved to Tennessee. Wanted to get in the warmer weather and stuff like that. We just felt a calling to go there. And we wanted to go there. I always tell people, we wanted to go there since 2016. So it was way before COVID. But long story short, I was like, I'm going to go into full-time coaching. I had a whole plan mapped out. And then about a year in, I'm like, started missing being a chiropractor in practice and all these other things. And now the way things are taking off, I went back into practice too on top of it. And I'm just like, huh. All right, universe, you're presenting all these opportunities to me, the crazy out there opportunities. And I'm just going, I never saw this coming around the corner. All right, I'm just going to just keep going with this and see where it takes me. And that's kind of one of the things that is it when you started to make that shift, was there like a trust that you like, you just, were you doubting yourself in any way? Were you judging this process or were you like fully in trust and just like, okay, I'm an actress now, so now I'm going to go into being a coach. Like you just shifted over that way.
Yeah, because I just felt the momentum behind it. Like you know when you have you're hooked onto something and you just can't stop thinking about it. So that's how I didn't even think about it. Like what I'm saying by that is as I got these opportunities, I just took them. I just said yes, right? It was just yes, 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 yes. There was no moment when in myself that I was like, well, should I really, really continue doing this? It just had a momentum and a life of its own. And that's kind of how you know you're on the right track, right? Is that you can't say no. Even if you wanted to say no, you're like, no, hold on. This is not the direction I wanted to go in. I've spent the past 10 years struggling and trying to do this other thing. You know, it was that part, I guess, was kind of hard to like let go of an old identity. But that's the whole thing of what I teach really is, in order to manifest something new, you have to let go of your old identity. And sometimes that does include your old attachments, and like what you think you wanted in life isn't really actually a lot of times what your higher self, or like that higher aspect of you or the universe or God, really wants for you at times, right? But a lot of the times we think we want certain things because of like old, well, for me, like old insecurities, old like low self-worth patterns, needing to prove myself, all of those things kept me attached to like an old identity. But then I just had to open my eyes and go, no, this is so much better. This just feels more aligned. It feels like I'm actually becoming a better version of myself as I'm doing this, as opposed to just like struggle city, feeding all of my low self-worth and insecurities, right? And so I always say that, like, you know, and I'm sure you understand this too, that as long as you're focused on becoming the best version of yourself, like the universe is going to deliver, God, your higher self is going to deliver you those opportunities when you are ready. Like you're like, you know, there's a higher guidance system that I believe is really guiding our life beyond just like what we think logically. If we just kind of let go, like you said, and we just kind of trust, and we just go, okay, how do I just become the best version of myself every single day? That higher guidance system, we're going to be able to actually listen to that higher guidance system and follow it and let go of all of our ego attachments to like how we think it needs to all like be, right? Which usually isn't serving our highest interest. It's serving some interest, but maybe it's not our highest interest.
I love what you're saying. This is right up my alley with everything. And it's so true, because it's like, oh yeah, there is this essence that is always there. I mean, we can call it the universe. I say, I'm being very mindful, because I've had some people since living in Tennessee, they're like, oh, you're one of those God, you don't use God, you use universe, you're one of those anti-gods. I'm like, no, I use God. I go, I don't care what you choose. I go, I have seven labels I choose.
Exactly.
That's me. Because they're all the same. And so I use the same analogy, like when someone's having a conversation with me about it, I'm like, listen, if I say the word aura, most of the time, not now, but sometimes you think that's a woo-woo thing. So if you think that's woo-woo, then let's just call it the biophotonic field, because that is what the scientific term is for an aura that the science mm-hmm. world has figured out. They're like, wow, there is a light field around those – the Hindus and Vedics and all them. Well, I guess they kind of knew something 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 years ago. But I digress with all that. But yeah, so I believe there exactly. is that. I don't even want to say believe. I know now to a fact there is that there is that system out there that just we just have to get out of our way. I was having a conversation, and I think this will tie in nicely to my next question. Is like, I was talking about manifesting, and I was getting asked certain questions, and we're just with a friend having a conversation, and everyone always talks about, and I'd love to get your opinion on this. Everyone talks about like, it's just, you got to change your thoughts and change your energy. You just got to shift that vibe, and it's all going to work out that way. And you just got to keep shifting that way. I'm not saying yes or no to that, but it was just one of the things that's a common theme that I get. So for me, I'd love to ask you this question for the listeners too, because I have talked about manifestation. I've had guests on. I've talked about it myself. When it comes to manifesting, what is it? How is it? And is there a specific process, or is the mainstream term of manifesting and law of attraction, is it kind of watered down in some shape or way?
Yeah. So I have a really, maybe it's not really different perspective, but I do have a unique perspective when it comes to manifesting. Obviously it's also been informed by my own journey. And I tried to manifest by using all of the, I guess you can say, watered down approaches of just affirmations or just change your thoughts. And those things are effective. Like those things are great. But what I kept finding as I was doing that is I'm like, okay, so I just am forcing my thoughts to just be different. And it felt a little difficult for me. Right. And it wasn't until I realized, okay, you actually have to like shift into a new version of self at a deeper, actually energetic level. And then you can use those thoughts. And then those thoughts really do help you. Like then you can change your thoughts. Then you can completely change your mindset. And it's much easier to do. So for me, for years, I was just living with way too much, I call it an energy pattern or an energy block, but let's say like too much self-doubt, too much low self-worth, that no amount of thinking was actually helping for me, or no amount of affirming or anything like that. And I actually had to release all of these deep, like energetic garbage right in my field. And then as I did that, I just started to feel more and more like myself, or more and more aligned into the version of me that I was always meant to be. So I believe that everyone, so you, right, Dr. Vic, like, we all have this blueprint that has our gifts, that has, like I said, this higher guidance system knows what our gifts are, knows what our purpose is, knows how to find that abundance in our lives, right? But we just have all this energetic garbage that's like in our field that's just clouding all of that, that's making things really unclear, that's guiding us in the wrong directions, right? And it's about when you release those things and you just align more into who you were always meant to be at a fundamental level, then you can start to trust. And then you can start to go, okay, where's my higher guidance system taking me? And then you start getting guided by your higher guidance system to the, what I call your highest timeline, or the highest timeline of possibilities for you. And so that's how I really see manifestation, is that, like, you know, when you really want something, it's usually because it is tied to a direction that you should be going in. But is it exactly in the way that you logically try to, like, you know, punch out the numbers? No. You know, your higher self usually has the highest, most efficient path for you to get there. But it really is a matter of, you need to get out of your way, get rid of the low self-worth, get rid of these deeper energetic blocks that are in your field at a deeper level. Like, you will just align into that path naturally. So that's how I teach manifestation, is letting go of all the old identity, old garbage in your field, so that you can just naturally just be your highest version of self. And naturally, when you're higher, your highest version of self, you have clarity, you know the right steps to take, you know how to get there.
I love this. And, you know, what you say then is, and just, I'm going to kind of paraphrase a little bit here. We just have to get out of our way.
Yes. Okay. So this is paraphrasing. We just have to get out of our way. But most people don't realize, this is the thing, that they are in their way, and they don't realize, like, how they're in their way. And so I always say this too, is that, like, we are the only ones creating the resistance in our lives. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, if you look in nature, like a fox goes after its prey, it doesn't think about, like, how it's going to look if it fails. It doesn't think about, like, it doesn't try to plan all the different steps and how it's going to, right? They don't overthink it. They just go after the prey, right? And they might not get it that one time, but they are going to get the prey at some point. And they know that they're going to get the prey at some point. They don't have resistance to getting what they want. Most of us walk around, we have so much resistance to actually what we want, and we don't even realize it.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
It makes everything so much more complicated. So all the resistance in your external reality is simply a mirror of your internal resistance.
I love that. And it's so true, because, I mean, like, that's kind of the way I kind of share. In 10 years ago, I started studying the soul massively in depth. I want to understand the afterlife. I want to understand who we really are. God, what's the, and I went through some rabbit holes and took 3 years of probably like 60, 70 books I've read in that on those topics, at least, not even including videos and all these other things. But I really want to understand the essence of it. And what I realized is that love is always coming to us. It's one thing that it's always there. There's, you know, people who've had near-death experiences talk about this. They'll be like, there's this level of peace and love like you never experienced. And they find out that it was always there. And what they'll all say, it's like a common theme that they all say, I didn't realize how much I was blocking the love and all the things that I wanted. I was resisting it. And through that message, I learned that resistance is the cause of why we don't have what we want, because it's always coming to us. We just have to learn to let go. And you were sharing that so eloquently. That's why I want to share what I thought. I wanted to hear you first, and then I'll go. And I had a feeling you were going to go that route. Because it's one of those things, like, we just have to let go of these ideologies, these programs, these conditionings, the thoughts of how we think of ourselves. And you said the word trust, which I loved. And I just want to emphasize that for the listeners, because it's like, when we really trust in ourselves, then you know, and when you trust that there's a higher power, there's something that's governing in some way, shape, or form, then all of a sudden you can really start to really manifest what you desire. And like you said, it'll come at the time when you're ready for it, not mm-hmm. when you think it's going to be, which was my biggest problem in the beginning of my career. I thought I knew all this mm-hmm. stuff. I knew manifestation. I knew how it works, the affirmations, this, that, thoughts, reframing, all that stuff. And then, 6 months, 8 months down the year, a year later, I'm like, I didn't hit my goal. Didn't get close. What the heck? I'm doing this all right. Oh, man, I've got to get better. I got to do more. Right? That old mentality. Until I eventually said, the heck with all this. And I went the other way. And then I was like, I hear something like laughing at me. And I'm going, yeah, I was doing this backwards. Okay, I got it now. Does that kind of relate a little bit there?
Yes, totally, totally. Yes, we are working against ourselves most of the time.
So how do we become aware, or how do we then, start to become aware? Awareness to me, I think, is everything. So how do we become aware then, and correct me if I'm wrong, if that's not the terminology or how you see it, but how do we then become aware to understand that resistance or feel that resistance or know it's there? And then how to let go so that we can manifest the life we want, whatever that is that we choose.
Yeah. So I'm sure you are already aware of this, but one of the things that I tell people is pay attention to your triggers, because your triggers are always kind of showing you where there's resistant energy in your field, right? And so I don't care why you're triggered, who triggers you, or how justified you are, right? In you get really angry and it's like, yeah, but they were wrong. It doesn't matter. And this is like one of the first points of my journey is when I realized, oh, wait a second. Okay. What is it in me that is preventing me from having what I want? The abundance, all of that stuff. And I started to use my triggers to go, okay, well, why do I even have a trigger? Like, where is this energy coming from? Why is it that Sally over there is not having the same trigger to the same thing? Like, there's something energetically that is happening here that is clearly like some sort of signal that something's not right. And so I would just like sit with my triggers, because triggers are always related to an energy or some energy, right, that is in resistance to you just being. If you think about it in that way. And so you can even just sit with your triggers and then start, the self-awareness of like, okay, why did that actually trigger me? Like, what is it in me that is actually getting triggered by this? Is it my control patterns? Okay. Is it my low self-worth? Is it like my pride? Is it like the fact that I don't want to be vulnerable right now? Like, what is it right now that is actually triggering me? And then it's actually going to lead you, your triggers are going to lead you to that awareness of, okay, what is in my field that is creating resistance in my life? So I would say that is one of the biggest tools. And then another thing is, and then when you actually process through your triggers, you naturally start to elevate in frequency, or you start to elevate in your vibration, I guess you can say. And when that happens, you have less garbage in your field holding you down to your current reality. Then all of a sudden, you can actually, what I call, elevate into higher timelines or higher possibilities in your field, because now you're actually less dense, or you're lighter in frequency, you're lighter in energy, whatever you want to call it, right? Vibration. And you have now, like, I guess, just more availability to access higher levels of things and possibilities. So for me, with this work, it's really about elevating your level of frequency, and then also processing through your triggers. But actually, as you elevate in frequency, you will be met with more triggers. So you will know that you are being asked from the universe to upgrade when you are like being triggered by everything in your life. Let's put it that way.
I love it. I call triggers gifts. They're that access point to let you become aware of something. And they're just so great. And I love how you shared it too. Like, when you do level up, there's some more triggers there. I'm always like, because there's so much stuff within subconscious mind, you want to call it that, or feel, you can get in the past life stuff too. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, it's one of those things that are like you were sharing, I call it an access point. It's like, it's an opportunity to realize why you're being where you are, and how to clear that energy once you understand it, so then you can elevate to higher levels or higher potentials. I mean, even from the neuroscience, when you do go to higher conscious estates, you can all of a sudden see opportunities where they were there all the time anyhow.
100%. Yes. Oh my gosh. So that's such a good point because, you know, and I say this with like money, for instance, right? Is like, we can get all of the tips and tricks about money, wealth, and how to create wealth. And it could be literally right in front of our face. But if we are not at the frequency to actually make that happen, then we could get all the tips and tricks. We won't be able to make it happen. It won't resonate with us. But all of a sudden, we elevate our frequency to higher levels of abundance. And then those same tips and tricks or whatever it is that like we get on Instagram or YouTube, all of a sudden they click for us. And we're like, oh, wait, there's an opportunity there. It's not that physically that opportunity wasn't there for you before. It's that energetically you were not aligned to make it happen.
Couldn't agree with you more there. And that's why I always tell people too, like you can get the best programs out there, but if you're not ready and you're not ready, you're not clearing that stuff, it's not going to work. It's just not. Yeah. I've had it in my own experience. You know, you spend a ton of money on a program or a coach and I had the blocks in me. And then all of a sudden it's like, yeah, that didn't work at all. And I did everything to the T. It doesn't make sense.
Exactly.
And then I'm like, that was an awareness call for me going, all right, I got to do some inner work here for a little bit and go dive deep to clear out some stuff that I didn't realize was there. But it's so true. And then once you, it's like anything else, once you clear that out, then all of a sudden it's like, yeah, you can, whatever that is, it's going to work. And whatever is going to work, it's going to, things come to you. I mean, that's something I try to tell clients too. Like, and you, I know you probably had these experiences yourself and with clients. It's like you get them to that state energetically and you tell them, don't judge what comes. And I only say that because that's what happened to me. Like, I'd like something good happens. I'm like, ah, yeah, but I didn't get it in the way I wanted to get it or what I was trying to focus on. It's coming in a different way. And I was like, you know, financially we're doing better, but I'm like, it's not, you know, again, I would judge that. And then when I finally let go, it was like the craziest things would happen. And I'm like, even my coaching, but how it all started, it was just having a conversation with a patient. And then all of a sudden she looked at me and she goes, wait a minute, you're a coach. I've been coming here for over a year. Why have I not learned that about you? And I'm going, I try to keep my coaching and chiropractic separate. I don't cross that bridge. And then that helped me propel my business. And I was like, one conversation, not even consciously thinking about it. And then boom. So this is what I try to tell patients, clients all the time. Like, this is when you get into that energy. And for the listeners, when you get into that energy, things just come. It's just amazing how that all works.
Yes. Yes, totally. Cause you're just basically just aligning into your natural abundant path. Like we all have natural abundant paths. And again, we're just getting in our way. Like, so even for you saying like, well, I don't like to mix them because we think like, oh, okay, well, that's not the right thing to do. But it's like, well, actually, what if you had like all of your chiropractic patients were actually like, oh my gosh, I didn't know you coached. This is exactly why I actually was coming to you and I didn't even realize it. You know what I mean? But then we have these things in our head that block us from just like the natural state of being able to just even receive from other people or receive that from the universe. And we don't even realize it. And then all of a sudden you're like, yeah, I'm a chiropractor and I'm a coach. And then, oh my gosh, you get like 1,000 more clients, right? Because that's exactly what people are looking for. You know, and so it's just funny how we just, if we just get out of our way, but obviously at a deeper energetic level as well. So it's not just mental from what I see with people, because sometimes like they do all the mental things right, but they're holding, like, so you mentioned before, they hold on to like past life types. Energies, right? Or lineage energies, or like these heavier energies that they're just not able to see. And so that's basically what I do, is I just am able to identify those energies in people and then help them release them so that they can just clarify themselves more, you know? But when you clarify, yeah, you can just, I mean, I know it sounds easy, but it doesn't always feel easy, right? As I'm sure you know, when you have to let go of things, let go of attachments, let go of expectations, that is the hard part. But it is all about around the trust of like, okay, I let go and then I trust that it's in my best interest, because my higher self is always trying to guide me and nudge me in the right direction.
It's so true. And even for me, I tell this on the show and so forth, is like, that's a hard thing for me to do. I've gotten better in the last year, couple of years. I've been really focusing on letting go. So last year I had a theme word, letting let things go.
Yes.
And man, what the universe brought me, I was like, that was a tough gut wrenching year. This year I'm like, trust the process. First quarter has been a really interesting, rough one for us. And I say rough, I don't mean that in a bad way. I just mean, there's a lot of things I had to go. I had some dark nights I had to sit with and really process and just trust, like, in my mind, likes to play games with me, but I like anyone else. But I look back and I always say, like, but this has always worked out in the past. It always has.
Yes.
And I look back, because I always tell people, like, you can't, you know, somebody say, I was talking to somebody yesterday about this, and it was like, God, universe, whatever, you know, like, you, we don't get the answers of where things are going in the moment. We can't, our mind can't comprehend it. We're too limited. But I said, if you want to see the path of what's guiding you and where you need to go, just look at your past. It's there. You can't miss it. I mean, unless you're trying to miss it, then you will, but you can't, right? I mean, you're not in your head, so I'm assuming you're right on the line with here. But that's kind of one of the things where, so for listeners, if you're like, I don't know if I can trust and this and that, just look at your past. Just look at the, you look at your life in the rearview mirror. It all starts to make sense.
Such a good piece of advice. And it always is true. You think, like, sometimes it's the worst moments that have led directly actually to the biggest breakthroughs in your life. If you really think about it, or you think about someone who you met who completely changed your life, did you plan that? No, right? It was always coincidental. It was always like, oh my gosh, I can't believe we met in that way. How crazy was that? Or, you know, when you think about people, opportunities, different directions in your life, it was never led by your logical mind. It wasn't. Our logical mind, like you said, just cannot comprehend, like, all of the different algorithms and equations that are happening at a much higher level to get you to where you want to go. But we act, like we said, in complete resistance to those things. And something else that you said, oh man, I forgot what you said, but something else you said that was really good. Oh, so 2024. Yeah, 2024 has been a crazy year. Even just like up until now, which is March, it's been a crazy year. And I think it is going to get crazier. I'm sure you already, you know, can perceive that or feel that as well. But it is a year of letting go. It's a year of massive amounts of letting go, like letting go of who you think you are. It's like, it just feels like it feels like a roller coaster. It feels like, you know, a washing machine, basically. So if you guys are kind of going through that, that's what 2024 is. But it's also a year of massive opportunities for change and really good things.
Just the tie-in of that, like, it has been like in a washer machine kind of an effect. But I will say, like you were just sharing, massive opportunities are coming out like nowhere. Like literally yesterday, another one just came out of nowhere. And I had a vision of what I wanted to create in the next 10 years. And I'm already, potentially this could take me 30% of the way there already. And I just got started 3 months ago. So I'm sitting there going, I'll take that. This works. You know, this is all the good potentials out there. I like where it's going. But we'll see, right? You just got to trust that process. I could talk to you all day, but one thing I have a question for you is, for the listeners who are loving this, how can they follow you, connect with you, and follow all the work and, you know, look at you as a coach and all that stuff?
Yeah. So you can go to my Instagram at Pajakigi, it's just my full name. And then you can also DM me the word energy. If you DM me the word energy, then I will actually gift you a free frequency clearing is what I call it. It's a meditation, but it's basically to help you elevate your level of frequency. And then also a guide on how to start to release your energy blocks. So if you just DM me energy on my Instagram, then you'll get access to that.
And for the listeners, I'll have that all in the show notes. Padgett, this was awesome. I appreciate you taking time. I love what you're up to. I love when people are working on the quantum and helping people really clear things at a deep level, because it helps us then to shift the world for where we want it to go. Or I should say, you know, utopia is a great, where I say where we all want it to go at one point or another. But if we can clear this heavier, dense energy, we can start to slowly then see in the physical aspect, in the higher levels of our humanity, we can start to see that shift to support more life and so much more. So I just appreciate you doing all the work you're doing and taking time to be with us.
Thank you so much, Dr. Vic. Thank you.
And
thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling.